Good evening, everybody. So today was just Rosh Chodesh. Now we are in the first of the next month. And Be'ezras Hashem, we will recite Kiddush Levana this coming Matzah Shabbos. I thought it was a good time just to speak a little bit about Kiddush Levana. Perhaps some of this is famous, perhaps some might be a little less famous. But to begin tonight's shiur, let's first look at a very interesting halacha. The Archas Chaim Leharash, the Archas Chaim writes that when one does any mitzvah, when one is performing any sort of mitzvah, one should do it in a standing position. Why is that, says the Archas Chaim? Because the Pasuk says when one is makir b'karban in the Beis HaMikdash, when a kohen is taking care of the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, it says lamod l'sharis, that a person, the kohen has to stand up while he's being misharis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Archas Chaim, when I do a mitzvah, I'm also being misharis HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain way, and therefore he assumes that any mitzvah that a person is performing, he must do in a standing position, like the Pasuk says, Lamod L'Sharis. However, the Achronim do not assume like this Archas Chaim. The Achronim assume that there are only six mitzvahs that we say a person must end up while performing those mitzvahs. Everything else we assume can be done by yeshiva. What are those six mitzvahs? So the Halachas Ketanas writes as follows. This is his Lashon. Shamati, I heard. Doesn't say who he heard from. Tesheish mitzvah sein shebrechasan me'uma. There are six mitzvahs that one must say the bracha on these mitzvahs and perform them while standing. V'simanam. And he says the simon to remember what the six particular mitzvahs are that one must stand up while he's doing are alatz shalem, ayin lamid tzadi, shin lamid mem. What does that stand for? Says the Archas Chaim as follows. Ayin stands for omer. When a person counts sfiras omer, he must do it in a standing position. Lamid is for levana b'chidusha. He says, when I do kiddush levana, I have to do it outside when I'm standing up. Tzitzis, when I put on my tzitzis, I have to stand up. Shofar, lulav, and mila. These are the six mitzvahs that the Halachas Ketana says that a person must stand up while performing. The Bira Gran, Shulchan Aruch Simon Ches, has his own Rashi Tevis for this. He says it's from the Pasuk, Atzos Hashem, the Olam Talmud. He stands on his head to figure out how you make the Rashi Tevis out of the Pasuk. Okay, it's not for now, but basically there are six mitzvahs that the Achronim assume one must stand up for while performing. What is the Klal? Where did we come up arbitrarily with these six mitzvahs? Where did they come from? Why should I assume only by these six does a person have to stand, whereas by every other mitzvah, we would assume a person can sit down as well? So the klal comes as follows. The Achronim write, the reason why we assume by these is because by Sfir Sa'omer, the Pasuk says, Mehachol Chermesh Bakama, the Pasuk says that when you start to cut down the wheat, that's when you have to count Sfir Sa'omer, and the Chazal Darshan, Al Tikir Bakama Ela Bakoma, that when a person counts Sfira, he has to do it in a standing position. The Pasuk is not talking about Sfir Sa'omer, I mean it is, but it's not really saying anything about standing up while you count sfira. It's talking about which time in the year you're supposed to begin starting it. So assuming the Chazal have another meaning in this pasuk, al tikir bakoma ela bakoma, that it means one has to stand up when saying this pasuk. Okay, so that only tells me about when I'm counting sfira. So omer, that I have to stand. How do you know the other five things in this list as well? Bris milah, tzitzis, shofar, and kiddush levana, as well as lulav. How do I know that you have to stand up while doing those? Explain the Achronim as follows, because by the Pasuk in Sfir HaSomer it says Lachem. It says, Espartam Lachem Imachas HaShabbos. So they make Gzeirah Shavah. The Achronim say, we make Gzeirah Shavah. Any mitzvah where it says Lachem means you have to stand up for it. Okay, so how do you come to this conclusion? So the Achronim say, it says, by Tzitzis, Vahay Lachem the Tzitzis. By Shofar it says, Yom Shua Yeh Lachem. By Lulav it says, Ulakachtam Lachem by Yom Arishon. By Mila it says, Hi Malachem Kol Zachar. By Kiddush Levana it says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim. Really? That's what the Pasuk is talking about? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim? It's not talking about that at all. It's talking about being Mekadesh Lizmanim. Kiddush Levana that we do Bizman Hazeh really has nothing to do with that. Okay, so that's Akasha. But either way, the Achronim assume that we make Gzeirah Shavah, and in fact the Kesef Mishnah, the Prima Gadim say this is Gzeirah Shavah De'Araisa, and therefore one has to stand up while doing these particular six mitzvahs is not arbitrarily. We learn it out of the Gzeirah Shavah. Now it's interesting to note that although the Prima Gadim and the Kesef Mishnah and other Achronim assume that this is a real Gzeirah Shavah that Chazal made, it's not so simple. The Sefer Yireim, which is one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, Rabbi Elazar Mimitz writes, he says that he heard of this drasha, and he says, drasha zu shamati, I heard about this drasha that we make Gzeirah Shavah, lachem, lachem, that tells you that by all these mitzvahs where it says lachem, one has to stand up while performing there. V'lo yadati mekoma. Says, I don't know where Chazal ever said such a thing. It's very nice that you made up Gzeirah Shavah, but ain't on the dime Gzeirah Shavah me'atzmo. We don't stop make up Gzeirah Shavahs and say, well, lachem, lachem, here. He says, where'd it come from? I don't know where it came from. Similarly, the Torah Tamima, in his Pirush on Chumash writes, he's not sure exactly where this comes from. Where'd Chazal get this idea from that we have Gzeirah Shavah lachem to tell you have to stand by certain mitzvahs? So in fact, it is a Medrash. The Medrash writes it in one of the Midrashim on Sefer Devarim. writes this drasha that Altikre Bakoma Ela Bakoma, and we learn from there that you have to stand up by other mitzvahs where it says Lachem. Not only do we assume by these six mitzvahs that want us to stand while performing them, but even, says the Shulchan Aruch, when one is reciting the bracha on the tzitzis, he also has to stand up, not only while you're putting them on, but even when you're reciting the bracha. This is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Ches, that's at the beginning of Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Tzitzis, Zok the Machaber, Tzarech Lis Atef B'tzitzis, a person to put on his tzitzis, V'yivarech Mu'umad, and you have to recite the bracha while putting on the tzitzis in a standing position. Now, obviously, if somebody is not feeling well, if somebody cannot stand up, so the Achronim say it's a Davar Pasha, the Mishnah Berurah says, and other Achronim say, if you can't stand up while you're blowing shofar, if you can't stand up while you're shaking lulav, obviously, b'di'evit it's not ma'akev, one can be mekayim his mitzvah anyway. However, over here, the Shulchan Aruch says, not only must a person stand while putting on the tzitzis, but even when reciting the bracha on the tzitzis. That is what the Mechaber assumes. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzalomer ha'atifa v'ha'bracha shteim ba'amida. Not only do I have to do the atifa, the actually placing the tzitzis on my body, not only do I have to stand while doing that, but I also have to stand while I am reciting the bracha on it as well. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes all the Achronim's Gzeira Shava, wherever it comes from, they quote it over there as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, because it says Lachem by tzitzis, says Lachem by Sfiras HaOmer, and from here we learn that one has to stand up. So this is with regard to those six mitzvahs. The question is, what is the makar, what is the source that one has to stand by Kiddush Levana? So you'll say, if you stop right here, you say that based on this Gzeira Shava, it says HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, and we learn anytime it says Lachem, one has to stand up. However, not so simple. The Birkei Yosef asks a kasha, that's the Chidah Sefer and Halacha, and Archaim. So the Birkei Yosef is not sure, how do you come to that conclusion? Don't we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis? And this is a Gemara that we say each and every month when we recite Kiddush Levana, we say over the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis, where the Gemara tells us, Malei lo zecha Yisrael el lahakvil pnei avinim sheba shamayim pamachas b'chodesh dayam. If we only had the opportunity to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Ashkina once a month, that would already be a gewaldike gift, a tremendous gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that we have the right to see His face, to be Mekabel Pnei Ashkina once a month. Zok the Gemara Hilchah, therefore, Tzarech L'Meimer Mu'umad, you have to say it standing. When I was a child, I remember every single month when I said Kiddush Levana with my father after Ma'ariv, he would ask me, so what do you think, do you have to stand up when you say Kiddush Levana? And I thought he was asking me some lamda shashayla. I never knew the answer. What does he want from me? I'm 7, 8 years old. What should I do? So I wasn't sure what the answer was, and I kept saying, I don't know, till finally it took years and years till I understood the words that I was saying. He says, don't you know you say it every month? Hilchah Tzarech L'Meimer Mu'umad, that's what the words mean. I thought it was some tefillah that we say. You know, I was having a lot of kavanah for I don't know what. But l'maisa, that's what we recite. That the reason a person has to stand up while saying Kiddush Levana is because you're mekabel pnei Ashkina. It's not because it says lachem. So what's the right answer? And in fact, the Rambam, when he quotes the halacha of standing by Kiddush Levana, the Rambam says the reason one has to stand is because kilu mekabel pnei Ashkina, like the Gemara says. He doesn't quote this reason of lachem. So that's a major kasha. What exactly is the source for standing by Kiddush Levana? Is it because we have a Gzeira Shava of Lachem, which is a questionable Gzeira Shava? Or is it because it's Kilu Mekabel Pnei Ashkina? Now, Rav Moshe has an interesting chiddush in his Shailos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph, Arachayim. Rav Moshe was asked by Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt an interesting question. Why is it that Mechaber and the Tur both do not quote, the Mechaber does not quote that one has to stand while saying Kiddush Levana? Why doesn't he say it? The Ramah writes, he sticks it in Siman Tav Chavav. That's the Siman about Kiddush Levana. Over there, the Ramah sticks in a little note. Oh, by the way, you have to do a Ba'amida. What do you mean? The Mechaber left it out. Doesn't he know the Gemara says you have to stand up? Kilim Kalbnei Ashkina. Doesn't the Mechaber know in Siman Ches and Hilchas Tzitzis, the Mechaber already told us you have to stand while putting on your tzitzis because it says Lachem. So how come over here by Kiddush Levana, he does not quote it? That was the question that Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt asked of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. And Rabbi Moshe responded that the reason why is as follows. An interesting diuk that Rav Moshe has, we won't get into the exact diuk, but Rav Moshe proves from the Rambam that it would seem that the only time we assume one is mekabel pnei hashchina when reciting Kiddush Levana is when you say it at the first moment that you're able to say it, the first night. But if you delay and you say it later on, so then we assume, says Rav Moshe, he proves it from the Rambam, then we assume that you're no longer being mekayim the mitzvah lechatchila, now it's only b'dieved. And since you're only being Mekayim B'diyevet, you're not being Mekabel Pnei Ashkina. This is what Rav Moshe proves from the Lashon of the Rambam. It's a very interesting Chiddush, but says Rav Moshe as follows. Nowadays, when we're not Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iya, so he says, we don't have a perfect calendar. We don't know, even though I would say, nowadays we're more perfect than they ever were, because nowadays everything's set up, we don't have any questions. Back in the times of Chazal, when they were Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iya, that's when it was very uncertain. But either way, Rav Moshe says, nowadays, when we don't know everything bidiyuk, exactly when it's supposed to be, what exactly the zmanim are really supposed to be, says Rav Moshe, all of us are only reciting it bidiyevet. We're all reciting it in a zman, which is not the perfectly first time, l'chatchila, when one is supposed to say Kiddush Levana. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, you're not kilu mekabel pnei Ashchina anymore when you say Kiddush Levana, tremendous Kiddush, based on this Rambam. And therefore he says, the Mechaber is going in the footsteps of the Rambam, and he says, you don't have to stand up. Why? Because the whole reason to stand, like the Rambam says, is because kilu mekabel pnei Ashchina, like we learn in the Gemara. And since nowadays Rav Moshe argues, we're not mekabel pnei Ashchina when we recite Kiddush Levana, so there's no reason to stand anymore. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, no, one has to stand when saying Kiddush Levana, either because he disagrees with the Rambam, and he says, what do you mean? Anytime you're saying Kiddush Levana, you're Kiilu Mekabel Pnei Ashchina, or because the Rambam holds that we have this drasha of Lachem Lachem. Either way, we assume that generally one is supposed to stand up while reciting Kiddush Levana. It's well known that there are many skulas, many great things that can come from a person being makpid to say Kiddush Levana. The Berhetiv quotes an interesting Kiddush from the Or Chadash, says the Berhetiv in Siman Tafresh Beis. He says, Maisa be'echad shepagubo anasim b'layla v'ratzu lahargo. There was somebody who, a bunch of bandits jumped on him at night and they wanted to kill him. Ubikish, and he asked them, just do me one favor, she'anichu lo lasos mitzvah achas kodemoso. Just give me one request, give me a chance to do one mitzvah before you kill me. That's what he asked them. So they said, okay, what's the problem? I'll give you another 5 minutes, go do your mitzvah, and then we're going to kill you. V'halavana haisa b'chidusha. And it happened to be that it was a time to say Kiddush Levana. V'kidsha b'chavana gedolo. This person went ahead and was mekadesh Kiddush Levana that night before they killed him. V'nasa lo neis. And because he went ahead and he recited the Kiddush Levana, and it says, k'shadila gilom pamim k'minog. Some people have the minhag to jump a little bit when they say, k'shem shani roki k'negdech, and three times. So when he moved a little bit, so it says, nasa haruach v'nitzel mehem. A wind came and it swept him up, and it pulled him away from these people who started up from him. This is the Berhetiv on Shulchan Aruch, it's not made up, this is what he says. Then he writes, Gam Shamati. Listen to this, the Berhetiv says, not only do I have this story, but he says, I also heard, Shemi sheyakadish halavana miyom shekidsha, somebody who's careful to recite Kiddush Levana when he is supposed to, Shuv lo yidak sheyamas ba'oso achodesh. That person has nothing to worry about, that person will not die during that month. Now, whether this is true or not, I don't know. But this is what the Berhetiv says. There's some sort of skula. I mean, you're going to say there are people very often who pass away during a month even though they say Kiddush Levana, so it's a kasha in the Berhetiv. So in fact, the Chaf HaChaim says, no, that's not a kasha. It means that you're not going to pass away from a Misa Mishuna. If it's somebody's regular time to pass away from the world, that's what the Berhetiv says. You'll be saved as long as you say Kiddush Levana. Zak the Chaf HaChaim, but a Misa Mishuna you'll be saved from, but a regular Misa, one might not be saved. There's an interesting the Gula as well that Reb Chaim Kanievsky has in the Derech Sicha. I'm not sure if he wrote it or somebody else wrote the Derech Sicha. I don't remember exactly, but he says in there something about a minig hakadmonim, he says, that he says is a very old minig that his father, the stipler, used to tell him about, that if a person has some sort of oral problem, if somebody has a problem in his mouth, toothache, or he has teeth falling out or something wrong in the mouth, good for a dentist to hear. So he says if somebody has something wrong, don't tell your patients. So it says, it's a skula from the Kadmonim that you should say during Kiddush Levana when you say, Kachlu yachlu kolam vayle goa b'lera, Zakrib Chaim, that the stipler told him, v'lo yehei li ke'ev shinayim. He says, you should stick in there, Reb Yaakov Emden writes the same thing, you should stick in there a tefillah that I shouldn't have any problems in my mouth. I don't know what the connection is to Kiddush Levana, but this is what he says, and to me it's a very interesting chiddush. One final story that is written by Reb Zvulun Charlap, those of you who might know him, He's still alive, so I verified the story with him. He wrote it in print. It's hard to believe the story, but he says this is what happened. He said it was 47 years ago or something of that nature, 48 years ago. He says he had his first child, and he named his first child Yaakov Moshe. That was after his grandfather. That was Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap, a great tzaddik, the Talmud of Rav Kook. So Rabbi Chalap wrote over the story as follows. He said he had a young child. This was the first child that was born in his family, and the child was diagnosed with a terrible brain tumor. And they were concerned that all the medications, all the treatments weren't working, and they had a doctor who tried to do surgery, it wasn't successful. Then there was a young doctor in Buffalo who said he knows, he can take care of it, so they traveled to Buffalo, they brought the child there, and the first doctor was all upset at them. Anyway, it was a terrible situation, and basically, here they were, with the child in the hospital, and the child went ahead and had the second surgery, and it was between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so him and his wife were there in the hospital. And suddenly, in the middle of nowhere, it was unexpected, the surgery was pretty successful, suddenly his child stopped breathing, and all the machines went down, all the medical staff ran in, and they worked on trying to resuscitate him for 30, 40 minutes, and nothing worked, so they came out, they told the parents, I'm sorry to inform you, but your child has just passed away. This was Rabbi Chalap's first child. So him and his wife were in a bahala, they were very shocked by the news, they weren't exactly expecting that to happen. And as it turns out, one of the nurses runs into the room and she says, Rabbi Chalap, there's somebody on the phone for you. He says, what do you mean someone on the phone? My son just passed away, I'm busy. He says, no, it's somebody on the phone. He said he must talk to you, emergency. When Chalap goes to the phone, it was his father, who was the son of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap. And his father was calling him on the phone. He says, Nu, what's doing? He says, my son just passed away. He says, did he say Kiddush Levana? So he said to him, what do you mean, did I say Kiddush Levana? I'm not allowed to say Kiddush Levana now. My son just passed away. Your grandchild just passed away. What do you want me to do? He says, run outside of the hospital right now. Go say Kiddush Levana. So he said, okay. So he ran out of the hospital. His wife thought he was crazy. He ran out of the hospital. He went and he said Kiddush Levana. And he said when he came back, his son was alive. His son lived for another week. This is a true story. He wrote about it, and it's a story that I asked him about myself. He says that his son came back alive. The doctors have no medical explanation for what happened. But his father told him that you should always be Zayar in Kiddush Levana because we know that that could be Poel Yeshuas, that could really make tremendous miracles for a person, even to the point that it was Mechaya, his own son. Shtickle miracle that it was a Trias HaMesim here after the doctors had already told him that his child passed away, but it worked for him. And it was a tremendous chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to have his son for another week. A week later, his son died anyway because the condition continued to deteriorate, but he had a Trias HaMesim based on this tremendous skula of being involved in the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Anyway, in Mitzvah Shem, we should all have this chus to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, that none of us should have any problems this month, like the Ber Heitav assures us. If a person is careful about Kiddush Levana, he won't have any issues throughout the month, and we should all be zocha to a geula shleima b'karv. Wish everyone a wonderful evening.